there is a method that when a gathering with reward starts, and when it's established and gathering pace, and it starts and it continues and it continues, and at that point where the conclusion comes, the end comes of that gathering, at that time, that jalsa, that gathering, when it finishes, then at the end point the rewards are distributed, not in the beginning. Yeah, when you have like an award ceremony, the ceremony starts, you go through the phases, and at the conclusion, before the end, the awards are distributed. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's jalsa, his ceremony had become established. There were 10 nights and days with Allah Ta'ala's fadl, his blessings, his grace, his mercy. And every night Allah Ta'ala gave the tawfiq, the capability for us to remember him in the form of a gathering, a majlis. And as time has progressed and passed, alhamdulillah, the night has come to night, that this is the last night of the gathering for the first 10 nights. And it's obvious that this is the final night. So tonight a lot of awards will be distributed. And today lots of awards will be distributed. Lots of rewards, awards, treasures. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he departed from Arafat, and this is the night of Arafat, went yesterday and the day of Arafat has gone, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling on his camel and he was departing and going towards Muzdalifah. And the night of Muzdalifah is a very unique night, full of light and nur. The Hajjis stop at Muzdalifah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put his special khas, special fadl, his special grace and mercies rain down and for the whole, all of the people, the masses, and they come there. And that night, the enjoyment of the night of Muzdalifah is that night is short. It is short, but the day to come is very great indeed. Yawmun Nahr, tomorrow, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. And this is Eid al-Adha also. So this is a beautiful and unique and great night. And nur descends. There's no lighting there. It's darkness there in Muzdalifah. But from Allah Ta'ala the light is descending. Beautiful scenes on the night of Muzdalifah. Before the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. Our master, your master, our master, my master, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed from Arafah and went towards Muzdalifah. And after reaching there, he was silent sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then, after that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke and addressed his noble companions, the Sahaba ikram, the respected companions. And he, you know, when you distribute the awards and you say congratulations, and in the same sort of manner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that my companions, your good deeds, due to your good deeds and good actions, even the bad people have been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sinful people. And your good deeds, your pious deeds, due to that your rank and status has been elevated even more. And this was a big piece of good news, that what in this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given such a reward that everyone has been forgiven. Nobody is left without the forgiveness. Alhamdulillah, everyone has been forgiven. And there was an Arabi. When he heard this, and the Arabi, you know, the Arabis, they are straightforward and down, they're straightforward and simple. And he grabbed the rein of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's camel and he said, "Oh, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam," he spoke straight forward without any hesitation, left and right. He said, "I've heard your words. Great statement you've just made, that the people who are pious, they're forgiven. And due to their sadaqah, we are also forgiven. And the sinful people have been forgiven. What's going to happen to me? What about me?" And all the companions are listening. Muzdalifah, this is this incident. Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ listened carefully and said, he said, "I am such a man that in my life, the Arabs, they speak honest, they don't do trick or fraud or cheating. They're from the village locality. The people from the city, they play the games and dramas." And he was straightforward, a villager. He said, "I have nobody. Yes, and there's no sin that I've left unturned in my life. I am a liar and I break the promises. I commit fraud." And he admitted, standing there in front of everybody, the sins. He was speaking honestly, open, straightforward, yeah, without any hesitation. "What's going to happen to me?" he said. He asked, Which hisab will I be in? What about my accounting and my balance sheet? And I'm a sinful person. I'm the worst. What's going to happen to me?" And subhanAllah, maybe he was representing us. maybe, subhanAllah, he had the vision, the foresight to understand that we, today's Muslims, are so bad that we don't even come into his group, we are worse than that. This is the reality. This is such a generation of darkness that we're in. What can we do? Think about it now. What shall we do? So on this stage, at this point, he spoke openly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him come forward so that us people today, us category of people in the ummah who are a blot on the name of the ummah, darkness, a stain. So mashallah, he represented that question for us, you could say. So all our sins, even the sins that are within us, and they are present. Maybe he didn't even have those sins, but even he said that, O Rasulullah, that I am sinful, I am the worst. And there will be people to come, obviously, and there will be worse. And subhanAllah, I've got this sin and this sin, so what will happen to me? And so look at the answer, because the mercies were raining down. The Holy Prophet heard everything, and he said, that go, you are forgiven. You are forgiven. Your life has changed. What are you talking about? Speak from a new front. Yeah, so your life is starting from a new slate, a new total clean front. So mashallah brothers, from today we should start a new life, or are we going to stay the same? Should we not start the new life? Yes, so today, which is Allah, this is our new lease of life today. All the dirt and impurities that were there, just like a tidal wave comes, and it takes all of the dirt and wipes it away with the wave. The wave comes in, and all of the dirt, the impurities, the debris goes. So the wave of Allah's rahmah came, and it took all of our sins along with it, and cleaned all of the sins. So today, tonight, we need to utilize this night to please Allah. Not to just please Allah, but to make amends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To mend the ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, don't tell me about yourselves. I know who you are. You are disrespectful and sinful people. Just start your life again. Start your life again. So if we understand today that just like a child, a baby is born from the womb of the mother, we're just like that. Forget everything that you've done in your life before today. Absolutely finished. Wipe your slate clean. New lease of light. If you have yaqeen in this, you have yaqeen in this? You have yaqeen on what I'm saying? That Allah Ta'ala has stated and addressed, that Allah Ta'ala can use. Put your hands up if you have yaqeen. Put your hands up if you have yaqeen. Let me see who really believes in this. Okay, so you have to have yaqeen on what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Allah Ta'ala said, I've forgiven you. Even if you have so many sins, we say, oh no, it's too hard. I've got so many sins. We hear these hadith, Mulanas keep on telling this, and this is the work of the Maulvis. They make us happy, sometimes make us cry. I don't do this. I don't say this. Look, straightforward. What a beautiful point in this night. Allah's Nabi says, explain. And he asked, and Rasulullah answered that, look, new life. New life from today, you are forgiven. So alhamdulillah, before we go back into the ditch, into the trench, and we drop back down, yeah? So we shouldn't be like that. So this is what happens. For example, we've come in a box and people are behind us. So why don't we make our fortune today positive? And we, Allah Ta'ala has given us a chance for a new lease of life. Let's start that new lease of life tonight. So the most important thing to do when you start a new lease of life is what? The most important thing is that silently recite 3 times kalama shahada, 3 times that today we are true Muslims, isn't it? We're starting the new life. Okay? So today, when we do dhikr, when that maqam comes from maraqaba, when we do dhikr khafi in the heart, today I will sit you until the morning. I will seat you. SubhanAllah, because tomorrow's Eid, that's it, end of it. So today, that the awards are being distributed, so stay quiet, sit down, inshallah, we'll pray Eid and we'll go, isn't it? So we've got the sunnah libas on. All of us are wearing the sunnah libas. We don't need to do anything or change clothes. We'll stay seated, isn't it? Inshallah, mashallah. Good on you. So what's now? First, in maraqaba, I don't know how many hours maraqaba will be. And inshallah, we'll earn everything today. We'll loot all of it. No one's going to stand. We're going to close the doors. Let's see who goes. Subhanallah. So maraqaba, what are we going to do in the maraqaba? The person who wants to go, leave now. Does anyone want to go? One man is thinking, shall I go? He's got to sell his dates maybe. He's got to make his packets and sell the dates. Ah, okay. So what's this issue here? Close your eyes. When we do maraqabah, we remember Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. Dhikr khafi. And this dhikr is a great action. This dhikr we do, Allah Ta'ala gives hukam that decorate these nights with dhikr and don't say anything else. Just the light of these nights was what? The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do dhikr, we do the dhikr of Allah. We don't need to do anything. But why do we do the dhikr of Allah? Ask somebody me, why do we do dhikr? What's the reason? What should I say? I just remember one point. Hazrat Salman Farsi, radiyallahu anhu, the discussion will be long, his story was long. Beautiful story, how he was the beloved of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you will have been on the Zara, have you seen that garden of the dates? The dates orchard? Hazrat Salman Farsi, which is the remembrance, and it's the remembrance of the love of the Prophet Muhammad SAW, Hazrat Salman Farsi, radiyallahu anhu. Then the night, overnight, the date tree, the date palm, it grew, and the dates grew on that tree, on those trees, just to be saved from the slavery. So he said, oh, I'm not going to leave. He said that, SubhanAllah, tell your Nabi that if you want to be freed, if you love him so much, then what you do, I need this, that you bring the dates here. There were 300 trees, and after the dates they grow, then we need them to be harvested. They need to grow and become big, and it takes a long time, you know. SubhanAllah, it takes ages and long time for the dates to grow and then to become ripe. After they grow, then they should come out. So the tree should grow, then the branches should grow, then the date should grow, then they should become ripe and we'll have them. Then I will free you from the slavery, said his master. And he didn't know that who is he trying to give the condition to? Who is he trying to bargain with? Who's he trying to put, lay down the condition? So he came and Rasulullah said, what's the problem? Why are you distressed, Salman? He said, my master has given a very hard condition to fulfill. He said, Rasulullah, he's given the condition. What can I say? He said, tell me. Tell me, what's the condition? Allah's Nabi said, tell me. He said, that, will he make you free from this condition? He said, he has promised that if that condition is fulfilled, he'll set me free. And Rasulullah said, what is that condition? He said, it's difficult for me to tell. The Sahaba sitting, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar, and all the Sahaba. And he said that this is my date garden. And here the date trees have to grow. And then the branches have to grow. And then the fruits have to come off the branches. And the dates have to become ripe and then need to harvest. And they're all laughing there. The disrespectful people, that this can never occur. They're all laughing. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that bring some boxes with the dates, you know, the seeds, the date seeds. And Rasulullah said, go, and he sent him, and go and put this date seed in the ground there, and then come back. Have you seen that maybe they've closed that date orchard now? This was an old event. I went there, and the people used to go there. I did the same, that we took the seeds, and so much fragrance. We used to bring the dates from there, so much fragrance from those dates. And hit the SubhanAllah, that you know when you peel back the outer skin, and we peeled it back, and the fragrance, SubhanAllah, amazing. And I put it into the box and I brought it back, and sometimes I used to smell that box, SubhanAllah, and never did the fragrance finish. Why? Whose hand was on that? Tell me. Whose fragrance that the whole of the generations are benefiting from, that all of the generations. So mashallah, that occurred, the trees grew and etc. So when he came to leave that place, a long story, the end point was this, that Hazrat Umar was sent, or Hazrat Ali went there to him, and he went there to wander around. He said, why are you leaving it now? He said that he came out and he said, forget about leaving. He said, I am imprisoned myself. That he wasn't a slave. He said, I'm the slave myself. Take me to your Prophet. I want to recite the kalma and become the Muslim. This is the owner of the date orchard who's saying this. So this is Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu. So we're talking about the dhikr of Allah. That, SubhanAllah, what does he say? His statement, his narration. He stated that person, that man, what a statement. Imagine Hazrat Salman Farsi. Of course, it's from a hadith. It's linked to a hadith. Rather, it is a very beautiful verse that it is linked to, connected to, and that's coming to my mind as well. And those people, mashallah, they will understand what I'm saying. Those people have passion and desire. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, in this verse, that those people who have tawakkal in Allah, وَهُوَ عَصْبُهُ, Allah Ta'ala is enough for them. Allah is enough for those people. Allah is sufficient for those people. So Hazrat Salman Farsi stated that insan, individual who is, for example, enjoying, like you are all, mashallah, yes, you've got everything, you've got ease and comfort. This is aish, this is comfort, mashallah. We are like kings, we're not begging to anyone. We've got our own clothes and our own food and our own living, good comfort. So those people in the days of comfort, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people in the days of ease and comfort, do the dhikr of Allah, for which I have called you and sat you down. And this night is for this reason, that those people who are in the days of comfort and ease, remember Allah. Then obviously the difficulties do come in life, don't they, for everybody? They come. The difficulties come, the issues come. So what happens when the difficulties come, the predicaments come, the problems come? Then the angels come and they stand in the court of Allah. The angels, the malaika, they go to Allah. And the first thing, the person who is the dhakir, he has a connection with the angels. This is the first point we learn here from this. That normal people who are jokers, who run away, who take people's money and commit fraud, but the dhakir, the people who do dhikr of Allah, who are their friends? The angels. That's why it's stated, do the dhikr of Allah, my friends. Why do I tell you to do dhikr? Who's become your friends? The angels become your friends. And today if a jinn comes, he becomes a baba. The person who controls the jinn, he becomes a baba. Black magic and he earns money. If you do dhikr of Allah, the angels will come to you. But we don't want to do the genuine action. We want to go towards the act of theft and fraud and deceit, because the Nurani path, we don't go down that road. So the person who does black magic and commits fraud and dunya love, he is controlling the jinn. But people who are the dhakir, the friends of Allah, they have the angels as their friends. What a beautiful line. Will you do dhikr? Will you come back to what I'm saying? Every Thursday night you've got to reach to the dhikr, inshallah, to the majlis. Because I'm telling you that he stated that when the difficult time comes upon the man, on everybody we have difficulties and issues and problems, and who will help us in the problem time? Phone your uncle, he'll say sorry. Phone your mamuji, sorry, he'll give the answer. You call your friends, they'll give the answer. Does anyone come to assistance? Is it? And if we invite everybody to a feast or food, they'll all come. When the days of problems come, when issues come, problems come, calamities come, nobody listens, nobody responds, nobody comes to aid, to help. And the person's stumbling and falling and no one's there to help in the dark days. Do the dhikr of Allah, my friends, do the dhikr of Allah. And the days of comfort and ease and happiness, if you do dhikr like you're sitting here, it's the night of Eid, people will be outside in our country, there's mehndi and this and noise and bangles and clothes and noise and people like mad people are wandering around. Even in the, everywhere, same people in this town, there's been announcement for dhikr from 10 days, the board's been up, and this is our hal. And then we say, Allah doesn't listen to us, Allah doesn't listen to us. Imagine, direct Allah Ta'ala is inviting us. This is direct dialing up to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, direct contact with Allah, the dhikr of Allah, direct dial, direct contact, direct call. And we're sitting with Aish, with ease and comfort. So when we got good days, then remember Allah. If in the week once, one day we come for a few hours, we remember Allah, then what difference does it make if we spend a few hours? What do we get in return for that? Look, that tomorrow when a problem comes, we'll run around, oh this, my problems, my issues, I've got issues, and we start crying. So what happens? When such an event comes, then we do dhikr of Allah. And the person who doesn't do dhikr of Allah, he gets kicked around, left, right, up and down. But when a person who does dhikr of Allah, who remembers Allah, then the angels, they stand for him. We don't know, they're our friends. The friend is he who behind your back, he helps you. That's the friend. Behind your back, he'll help you. You know, the thief, the fraudster, the hypocrite, they'll come to you in front of your face and remind you of their favors. I did this for you, I'm doing this for you. But this is not friendship. That you realize your friend, he's distressed, he shouldn't even realize, you go and help him. You go and put the money into his bank account. You say, where did these money come from? He didn't say anything to him. This is muhabbat and love and friendship. Okay? Do you understand? So this is the friendship with the angels. The angels, they love the dhakir. The dhakir has got problems in the world. Then they start their work of the friendship. That he's our good friend. He used to give us food. He used to feed us. He used to do dhikr and give us food. So they go direct to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go direct to Allah ta'ala's court. Because their link is in the heavens. They are nurani creation. They stand there in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, what's wrong? What's happened to you? Why are you here with me? What is the issue? They say, Allah, we have a friend who lives in Bolton, in the UK. And people don't know him. But we are his friend. And he's a straightforward, good man. He drives his taxi, or he works there. He sits with his children, his family. Nobody knows him. And Allah says, he's your friend? He says, yes, Allah, he's our solid friend. We can't live without him. We meet him so regularly. And we just met him, isn't it? Just now, a few days ago. It's just like, we just finished dhikr, isn't it? The dhikr hasn't even finished. We feel like that. Look how great is dhikr. We just finished dhikr. A couple of hours ago, an hour ago. Beautiful dhikr. 1.5 hours ago. It was nice dhikr, wasn't it? Are you tired? Are you sitting fresh? Should we do dhikr again? MashaAllah. This is the beauty. This is the effect. This is a great miracle, let me tell you. Great miracle. There's such a great dhikr we did, alhamdulillah, that I felt so good and positive. A beautiful emotion overcame me. And every second, every moment, dhikr is different. At different times, dhikr has a different taste. So we did dhikr there. We've now come in. Quite a few people are here. Tell me the honest truth. That does this not feel different now where we're sitting? Different emotion, different condition. Don't I look different to you? My words are totally different. The discussion is different. This is the beauty and the effect and the miracle of Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. These are the mu'ajizat of the Quranic verses, of dhikr, of salah. This is the enjoyment of deen. My friends, this is the enjoyment of deen. Otherwise, if there's a function, if you go to a wedding function, and after that there's another wedding, people get fed up, oh, I have to go again, sit down, eat. And some people don't go again, oh, I just had food, I'm full up, then we got to go again, same formalities, and then they leave from the back door. Oh, I just had a function, oh, I'm not going to another one. And here, we haven't even started, they say, please, quickly, start, we need to hear more, see more, feel more. Aha, is this not the case? Am I speaking honestly? Am I saying the right thing? Come on, brother, tell me, oh, he doesn't want to speak today. You tell me. So now what is this? What's the difference here? The angels say, Allah, he's our true friend. Is it? What's the masala? If he's your friend, what's the issue about Allah? Now he's got problems. He's got worries. He's distressed. He's got problems, Allah, and he stumbled across an issue and he can't solve his problem in the world, and the tax people have caught hold of him. He made a mistake. He didn't pay his dues on time, or he's fallen into a trap or deception. He was innocent. What should we do? What will happen? So Allah is the Khalik, the Malik, the Qadir. What is it that Allah Ta'ala doesn't know? Allah Ta'ala doesn't need to sign. Allah says, Kun, and everything changes. The whole universe flips upside down. And the man in the world doesn't even know the angels are helping, but he's not going anywhere. And he's sitting there saying, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. وَمَنْ يَتَوَقَّلَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. This is for the dhakirin, this verse of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says that those people who have tawakkal, that's why I give the reference of this verse. What verse? That those people who trust Allah, who have tawakkal Allah, Allah says, I become theirs. The dhakir has trust in nobody else. The dhakir who names Allah, who says the name of Allah, and the person who says 100,000 times, Allah, Allah, 70, 80,000 times, that is their breakfast, the name of Allah. The dhakir, not this, I do 12th tasbih, 10th tasbih, can you reduce it? Do I have to drive my taxi? It's too hard for me. That's not the wali of Allah. Allah Akbar, 100,000 repetitions. As a Hakim al-Ummat, rahmatullah alayhi, he had a murid, Maghzub, rahmatullah alayhi. And he was the collector, the tax collector, the money collector. It was a big post at that time. Don't know what we'll call it now. And it was a big post. At that time, I'm speaking when the British Empire was there present in India. He was a big officer, a government officer, big responsibility, educated. And what did he do? His mamulat that he used to do so many thousands of times over, and he used to go into his sheikh and say, I'm not feeling the enjoyment yet. I'm not feeling the enjoyment yet. So those people who create a connection with Allah, with every heartbeat, Allah Ta'ala's name is mentioned. When they sit down with the tasbih, they don't know how much time has gone spent. They don't look at the time. And the fast is progressing, they're doing dhikr, the time is passing, and iftari time comes and it passes. Subhanallah. So when this link is created, then alhamdulillah, what happens? Allahu Akbar. Then they don't go towards anybody else. Ah, فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Allah Ta'ala says, I am with you. وَمَنْ يَتَوَقَّلَ لَلَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, subhanAllah. So they create a link with their Lord. Everything they ask from Allah, that Allah, he says, Allah, I'm in dhikr. He doesn't need to ask Allah. He's got problems, worries, difficulties. He says, no. If someone asks him, you got problems? He says, no, I'm fine. I'm okay. We cry, oh, after salah, what am I going to do? And you grab hold of somebody who's on the deen. Is there someone who can help me? I've got these problems. I'm stuck. I'm trapped. How shall I get out of this? How do you know that the person who prays salah, who's the dhakir, he says, Allah, Allah, he's not worried. He doesn't ask for help from the people of the dunya. They say, Allah, he's got problems. Allah says, that man who's sitting there doing dhikr, and Allah says to the angels, that what do you know? I know more than you about him. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, I know more than you about this man. What do you know? What intercession are you bringing to me? What influence are you trying to me to make? Allah Ta'ala says, I've fulfilled all his needs. Allahu Akbar. The way the dhakir does dhikr, his work never ceases, and the angels give the glad news to him that you are now successful. No worries left. And that man, now listen, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, I'm telling you his statement, that man who doesn't do the dhikr of Allah, who doesn't do the dhikr of Allah, who enjoys his life, wasting time, he sees this is the gathering of dhikr, he leaves from the back door, he doesn't want to sit down, he says, I've got no time, dhikr is not important, I'll try, I don't have time, foolish person, crazy person, what will be his hashr, what will be his consequence? And the example of him is like Fir'aun, like the Pharaoh. Such people who forget Allah in their so-called enjoyment in their life. Allah has given them health. Allah has given them time. Allah has given them the capability. Allah has given them the power, the energy, ni'mah, life, time, hours, days, no problem. Allah has given them a wife and children, business, wealth. Allah Ta'ala says, even then they cry. Everything's been given to them. But, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, everything, despite this, they have everything. And despite this, they don't want to do dhikr. They don't know about dhikr. They don't know, is there a kalima? La ilaha illallah. Is this a kalima? They don't know. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. They don't even know. They can't even say it on their mouth. If you say to someone, write this, speak this, they say, can you write it for me? Subhanallah, they don't know how to recite. This, can you write it down for me? I don't know how to say subhanallah. Somebody, if I tell my wazifa, a lesson that recite this prescription 100 times, what do I read it this time? Oh, can you read it, write it for me? Because I can't remember it, he says. This happens with me day and night, regular. So the tears come in my eyes that you, brother, You're the creation of Allah. You're the servant of Allah. You have iman in your heart. And Allah, you don't know how to praise Allah, that the whole universe is doing it now at this moment in time. You don't know. You remember your chapati and your roast chicken. And the flour. And you got to make the chapati. And number one champion, elephant atta. I have to buy it with the mark. And the wife knows and the children knows. The children know the brand. But we don't know how to say Subhanallah. Allah's praise we don't know. What word we don't know. We can't say Subhan on our tongues, on our lips. Then what is that person's consequence? His hal, his consequences. What happened to Fir'aun? What happened to Fir'aun? What was his hal? He so-called enjoyed life. Allah gave him everything. Ni'amas, wealth, power, glory. When his time came, then Musa alayhi salam's staff, when it came down, struck on the water. And he said, oh, I'm a Muslim. La ilaha illallah. Recite. He's learning. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Save me. And the answer came from above. Oh, foolish man. Now you're remembering me? In the time when you were enjoying yourself and I gave you everything, Allah says, why didn't you remember me then? Why not then? Imagine such people's example. Who's been equivalent to who? Fir'aun. The people who enjoy and waste their time in their life, they are equivalent to Fir'aun. That time will come, brothers. And who will ask them when you have problems and issues? No friend. Allah says, throw this man into the depth of Jahannam. I have no link with this person. So many ni'mas I gave this person. He's so ungrateful. He didn't even say Subhanallah to me. Half an hour, he didn't even sit in dhikr. He just left out the back door. He had kibr and pride. He's so proud. He was so busy, so cool in the dunya. He didn't have time to remember me. Astaghfirullah ta'ala Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. From today, solid promise. Total promise, we are not going to leave dhikr of Allah. And we're never going to leave dhikr. And all you brothers are here, you're listening, and this is my, you can say, pastime. Take dhikr from me. I know this, that we do this, that totally Allah Ta'ala does not want us to leave any work of the world. According to your emotions and condition and your lifestyle, you will be prescribed dhikr. So make this your habit. Your job, your career, your profession will not cease. Go to a sheikh, he will prescribe to you dhikr. And he will give you the tasbih to do. He won't tell you do 100,000 or 10,000 or 1 million. No, he knows you've got to run a shop, you've got a business, you've got a pastime, a career. Okay, the teacher will tell you do this many tasbih 5 times, this end of story, and you'll become a dhakir. You'll become the dhakir. But at least speak to somebody. Make a connection with the teacher. Why are you scared? Why don't we go? He's not going to say to you, okay, you got to go on this night, wake up this night, doing this many tasbihs, this many thousand. This is not the case, my brothers. This is not what happens when you go, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to put a burden more than what we can bear. The dhakir is even that person who says from the heart, once Allah, he's a dhakir. He's a dhakir. He's remembering Allah. So the meaning here is that recite the name of the Lord. We wake up in the morning, after waking up 3 times, if we can't even once, if we say with the heart, Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, this man is my servant, give him everything. He's remembered me, he's become a dhakir. He's remembered me, he's a dhakir. But with the condition, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala says, with the condition, the very few people will there be who even do this, that once, first in the morning, they'll say Allah's name. No, even within us in this gathering, there will be no one who does this because we don't remember Allah. Imagine how we have become detached from Allah. Even though we wake up in the morning, we wake up and say, oh, my pains, oh, this and that. We'll start worrying, phone, mobile phone, the shaitan, which is the phone, is the shaitan. How many calls, how many missed calls, how many messages, how much this? Let me put my hand on the phone first, from the Pakistan a call, from this country a call. This is what we do first. Is this not what we do first? When we wake up, but nobody has the tawfiq that Allah Ta'ala has brought us from where to where, my brothers. Every day we die. We die when we sleep in the night. When we go onto the mattress, it's a grave. And when we put the blanket on top of us, it's the kafan. It's the sheet when we're buried. And then the ruh comes out of our body. We're lying down. We're dead. Every day Allah Ta'ala gives us yaqeen that one day you're going to die. One day you've got to come back to me. And you're not going to return to the world. You'll be finished. So this is haqiqat, the reality, life and death. We are going to die one day, ultimately. Totally, 100% we're going to die. We don't know where we are. And the scorpions will go past us, and insects, and etc. When you're sleeping, we don't even know what's happening with the body. And houses, they burn down. And the houses and properties burn down within which people sleep. And they die. Allah Ta'ala says, then I awaken them again. This is the Quran, you die. And then Allah says, I still want to give you life. I'm giving you a test. You still have days and months and years left. So I wake you up again. I stand you up again. So in reality, when you die in the night and sleep and you wake up again, who should we remember? Allah. Allah. That Allah, you've given me a chance today so I can again seek forgiveness and gain forgiveness. Look at the philosophy of Islam. Know this. Then Allah gives a chance again. So today's day, Allah says, don't waste. Do tawbah. You restart again the day with the name of Allah. That a new life is coming to you again in the morning. Subhanallah. So this is what we've got to do. Don't forget this point. Write this on a piece of paper that we should not forget Allah. When we wake up in the morning, we say Allah loudly. Just say this, Allah, we've come back to you. Allah, we've come back to your court. Allah will say to the angels that my servant's awoken. I've given him life again and he has remembered me. Verily, he has remembered me. Subhanallah. So my brothers, this is the night I was talking about. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he spoke to the Sahaba, and mashallah, this Arabi, he made our life for us. So from today, a new lease of life, and the biggest work we've got to do, the duty. What did I say first? In the beginning, you've forgotten? Well, you've forgotten. Eh? Recite the kalima, new life, new lease of life. Recite the kalima shahada, like you are born today as a Muslim. So we were kafirs until yesterday, until today, and we are Muslim again. So everybody recite kalima 3 times. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ya Allah, we're new Muslims from today. Totally, we've reverted to the deen. We were lost before today. Allah have mercy on us. And the first thing that is incumbent and compulsory on a Muslim is what? Salah. Salah. That's it. Grab hold of salah. Grab hold of Salah. After today, we are going to pray Salah in Jama'at, inshallah, in congregation. Okay? Nothing of the world will come in front of us, in between us. No love, no wealth, no money, no relationship. Nothing will come in between us and Salah. That human being, in no way ever should a person be satisfied in the world and happy. He can never be happy. He can never be satisfied if he doesn't pray Salah. But the person who prays, he can never be lacking satisfaction or peace if he's praying Salah. He will always have peace and happiness. There's no way to reach the ma'rifah of Allah. There's no way, no method. All ibadat and worship rely on Salah. They come under Salah. And the action that will wipe away all of the distresses of the life in this world is Salah. Namaz. Always that man will wander in the world happy who pray Salah. And the person who rejects Salah will wander in the world in the darkness and loss. Allah Ta'ala says, he who prays will get barakah. If you leave Salah for the wife and the children, and the Salah is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, this is not Salah. Allah Ta'ala says, I don't want this prayer. I didn't give you this Salah. I gave you Salah. I made masjids for you. Masjid Zakariya for you. Who can make this? Can any son of a mother make a masjid the biggest this? Who can give dawah that I constructed this masjid? This is Khaliq al-Mutlaq. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made this masjid. And beautiful masjid. And who decorated it? Rabbul Adeem, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And who made people come to the masjid to pray? Allah Khaliq al-Mutlaq. Who is this? Who will allow your worship places to stay here? This is Allah's fadl and karam. That on every corner and footstep, Allah Ta'ala has made masjids. Who's made these masjids? Allah has made these masjids. Allah. Never think that we made the masjid, he made this masjid, this brother gave donation. Who is the one who gives the money? Who dares to give the money? Who can construct? The architect, Allah. The constructor is Allah. The developer is Allah. The builder is Allah. Everything is Allah. Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's hand is in the construction and the development of this masjid. Because Azim before was Baytullah, and all of these are branches of Baytullah. So in the whole world, the masjids are being constructed. Allah Ta'ala has made every branch and every branch of the masjid of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Kaaba, Baytullah Sharif. So for example, when you have branches of things in the world, substations and sub places, so when you go to the original genuine place, that's where you feel the taste and the enjoyment. So I swear by Allah, in the house of Allah, in Baytullah, that's where you feel the enjoyment. And the person can swear who's had the taste and felt the taste, the person will enjoy himself, that he will be amazed that I've reached to Allah Ta'ala's house. Ah, he's amazed, he's shocked. When he comes to the place which is the branch, he takes the enjoyment from the same taste and enjoyment as is in the headquarters, because this masjid is the branch of the headquarters. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam constructed the masjid. He constructed the house of Allah in Makkah Sharif. And the same phase is continuing. This is the phase of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam that's in the masjids today around the world. So this is the psychology of the masjids. The person who comes to the masjid, then Allah Ta'ala fills his life with peace. His sujood, his dhikr, his recitation of Quran and ta'aleem and tabligh. Do work of the deen in the masjid. Make the masjid busy with salah, talawat, tabligh, da'wah, dhikr. And the most important action for which this masjid has been constructed in the world, in the universe, Allah spread the masjid, is to do sajda prostration in the masjid. On this carpet that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, we should come and prostrate. Allah Ta'ala says, this is the man who prays. This is the worshipper. Will we come? Will we come? Yes, so from tomorrow we should start this. From today is a new lease of life. Nothing should prevent us from coming. Nothing, money, wealth, children, dukan, shop, business, properties. I should feel sorry and sympathy for that person who's counting the money in the shop and he doesn't come to the masjid. He's lost in the world. He's not earning money. I swear by Allah, he's earning hellfire. He's earning hellfire. He's like that person, the serpents and the snakes and the scorpions, he's putting these dangerous animals into his till. He thinks there's notes. And he's happy. How much did you turn over today? Oh, and this onion bag and potatoes and vegetables and do this and that and sale and turn over. Go and give this man money. Go and put his luggage and goods in the car. And he's selling. And what's happening in reality? Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala al-falah. Allah is calling out. Can you think that such a big disobedient individual he's become that he's challenging Allah? Allah is calling out. Salah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala al-falah. And he says, I don't need to pray. Dawlat and wealth for me is the best. Allah Ta'ala says, in the whole world I've made the branches of Baytullah, the branches of the house of Allah. And we say, this is nothing. We don't need to go to the masjid. Think for a few moments. Think. In the year, once a person goes to Baytullah and does tawaf, Allah Ta'ala has given us total, all of the facilities that you can come to my home and say Allahu Akbar and pray Salah, and you get the same reward and nur. There was a Wali Hazrat Data Ganj Bakhsh Jhaweri Rahmatullah, a great event. That, you know, the clash came with the Kaaba. He said, somebody said the Kaaba should be, he was the Wali of Allah. He said, listen, pray Salah with me in the morning and you will realize which way is the Kaaba. And they did tasarruf, they thought, they concentrated, they focused. And subhanAllah, he thought the hair is standing next to the Wali of Allah. So he's standing in the shark in the branch of Allah Ta'ala's deen. Allah Ta'ala removed the veils and he said, here's the direction. This is the direction towards Kaaba. And they saw the Kaaba. SubhanAllah, this is all games. My brothers, these games, these restrictions and hurdles and obstacles between us and Allah. Allah says, there's no veil between me and my servant. Just become Allah's my friends. Today's night is very valuable. Alhamdulillah, very beneficial words. I will do amal on these as well. And you also do amal on these and practice. And your life is to start. Make salah a permanent action in your life. And the third thing I said, do the dhikr of Allah. What did I say? Do the dhikr of Allah. Every Thursday night, reach here, arrive to here, come morning and evening, as much as you can, come as much as you can. Dhikr of Allah is spreading, Allah knows is spreading, I don't know how long it's going to happen, how long it's going to continue for, it's Allah Ta'ala's choice. So as long as dhikr is here, come and sit in every gathering. Definitely sit, there's nothing better than this. May Allah Ta'ala give me, you and me and you the tawfiq that we practice upon this. Ameen.